Okay, Rabbi, so we have Parshas Tovos this Shabbos. When an idea comes up one time in the Parsha, so we definitely want to learn from it. If the idea recurs and comes up again a second time, we certainly want to learn from it. And if you find an idea that comes up three times in the Parsha, and I only counted three, maybe you can find more for me, then it's something that we definitely have to try to internalize and appreciate and understand, a very, very important lesson for our lives, which I hope we'll take out from today's news. In the beginning of the parasha, we know Yitzhak and Rivka are not blessed with children for a long time. They're married many, many years, 20 years, no children. Rivka goes to Davin. She goes to the yeshiva of Shem Be'ever, and she says, I don't know what's going on. I walk by the Beis Medrash, one of the kids is kicking really hard. I walk by the Beis Avodah Zarah, the other one's kicking very hard. Why am I pregnant like this? Which is a very interesting question in and of itself. What kind of question is she really asking? Comes along the Torah and says, they say back to her, Yom HaShem La, Shnei Goyim Mivinich. There's two nations inside of you. Shnei Lumim Mimeayach Yiparedu. Two nations are going to spread out from inside of you. Listen carefully. Ula'om Mil'om Ye'amatz V'rab Ya'avot Sayir. That phrase, Ula'om Mil'om Ye'amatz, is hard to translate. Rashi comments, they're not going to be equal in their greatness. When one gets up, the other one's going to fall. There's not going to be a time when Esav and Yaakov are both going to strive. It's going to be either Yaakov at the helm, or it's going to be Esav at the helm, but it's not going to be that they're both going to be thriving and striving. That's not how it's going to be. But if all you see it over there, at the first part in the Torah, you don't necessarily know whose court the ball is in. Who's going to be the one to decide who's on top? Is it going to be Esav who will tell us who's on top? Or is the ball in our hands, in Yaakov's hands, to decide and tell us who's on top? So we have to see two more sources that tell us about this point. If you look later on in the Parsha, so we know the famous story, everyone knows it. Yitzhak's getting old. He tells his son Esav to go out in the field and get him some food to give him a bracha. Rivka knows what's going on. She tells Yaakov, Yaakov, you got to go quick. Go bring to your father. Yaakov gets dressed up. He goes before Yitzhak. Here I am. Who are you? Anochi, Esav, Bechorecha, the whole discussion. Yitzhak's a little confused. And what does he say at that point? He turns to his son, who he's not really sure who it is, and says the famous line. Yitzhak says, "Akol kol Yaakov, v'ayadayim midei Esav." It sounds like Yaakov, but the hands, it feels like Esav. I suppose that the Medrash goes to town in this pasuk, and the Medrash says the following amazing, powerful lesson. Says the Medrash, what does it mean? Akol kol Yaakov. Amar Ribrachia b'shoshen Yaakov markin b'kolo. Whenever Yaakov lowers his voice and talks really softly, Yidei Esav Sholtos. Esav is going to be victorious and win. U'shoshu mitzafsef b'kolo. And when he screams out with his voice, Ein ha'yadayim b'Esav. Esav has no chance. Says the Medrash. Listen to this Medrash. Says the Medrash. There was never there were no philosophers in the world better than Bilam HaRasha. All the nations in the world come to Bilam, and they say to him, "Tomar, Shani Yechol, Mizdali Glumazu. Can we maybe get together with this nation? Maybe we could get an in with the Jewish people. Maybe we'll be able to make inroads with them." Omar, he says, listen carefully. Go walk and listen into the Beis Medrashes and the shuls. If you hear children learning Torah, if you hear people davening the way they should, you can't touch them. That's what Yaakov said. He said, "Akol kol Yaakov." But if you don't hear anything in their shuls, if they're not learning the way they should, then you can do whatever you want. So says Bilam HaRasha. the greatest philosopher according to the Midrash, this is how he's going to get Bnei Yisrael. He's not going to get them if they're not doing what they're supposed to do. If we're not learning like we're supposed to be, if we're not davening, if the kol is not the kol of Yaakov, then the Yidayim is the Yidei Esav. One last point in the parasha, we see whose hands it's in on both sides. Clearly in our hands. If we're learning like we're supposed to and davening like we're supposed to, if the kol is the kol Yaakov, Esav has no chance for us. Where else do you see that one last time in the parasha, the third time? Esav comes in, Oy Gibolt! He starts to scream, Yaakov stole my bracha! How about you have one bracha for me? I'm so sorry, what can I do? I gave him everything, you're already his servant, there's nothing you can do for him. Says the pasuk, okay, just give me one more bracha, please. So what does he say? A whole bracha, and the last words are, V'ayah kasher tarid, and it will be, when things are down, if you will, ufarakta ulo me'atzavarecha. When is Esav going to have a chance to get us, says Rashi on this pasuk, Kishayavru Yisrael HaTorah. When Bnei Yisrael don't do what they're supposed to do, we don't learn like we're supposed to, and act like we're supposed to, Yelcha Pischon Pelet Tarla Bracha Shenatal, then Ufarakta ulo me'atzavarecha. Three times in the Torah, in this parasha, we see this idea. When one's up and one the other one's down. When Bnei Yisrael is up, fellas, the other nations of the world can't touch us. And when we're down, Chas V'Shalom, they have a chance to do everything they want to us. Whose hands is it in? Who determines where things are? And the answer is, it's in our hands. When the kol is the kol Yaakov, the Yadayim is not the Esav. When we're not Kasher Tarid, our necks are totally safe. But unfortunately, when we are down, then if we're after Olam Yatzav Arecha. There is a beautiful, chilling, scary description found in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bichu Kosai. The Meshech Chachma basically tells us what's happened in history from the beginning of time for Jewish people. What's going on? What happened? And says the Meshech Chachma, know what's happened? I'll tell you what's happened. The Jews have been doing okay. They established yeshivos and they built themselves up. And then they get to a certain peak, a certain pinnacle, and they feel like they can't grow anymore, and they feel like, I'm already there, look around this beautiful country, there's so many shuls, there's so many beis medrashes, there's so much learning going on, every kid is learning Torah, it's so wonderful, and they start looking for new things, because I got it all already. And what happens when they start looking for new things? They start rejecting a little bit what happened in the past, they start getting comfortable in their place. He has a very, very frightening line. The Meshech Chachma wrote this line a few years before the Holocaust took place. He passed away before the Holocaust. But listen to what he writes. He writes, when the Jews, God forbid, come to a point where they think, and I'm quoting you what he says, says the Meshech Chachma, they'll stop learning, they'll get involved in new culture, Yachshov, they're going to think, Ki Berlin, Hi Yerushalayim, they're going to think Berlin is the same as Yerushalayim, then, unfortunately, at the beginning of the end. And that, Rabbi says, what's happened in history, throughout history. We've got complacent, we got comfortable, the kol Yaakov was great, and then we said, we got it already. We're totally fine. It's all beseder. And unfortunately, when that happens, that's when Esav has a chance to come inside to us. Rabbi says, what does this mean to me? What does this mean to me in my life? How does this affect my life? How does this message about Kol Kol Yaakov, I die in the Yisrael, talk to me and help me live my life? And I want to talk about two ways that I think it helps us change our lives and live our lives. Number one, Abosai, a lot of us learn, we spend all of our days learning, we try to daven, we try to learn, and we think to ourselves, what am I doing? How am I making a difference? How am I making a difference? So other guys learning. There's a yeshiva across the valley over there called Chevron Yeshiva. There's 1,200 guys learning in that base measures. Does it make a difference what I do? Does it make a difference if I sit in the Torah? Who am I affecting? And who's helping? So on the most basic level, fellas, it's affecting you. And it's helping you. You know what it's affecting? It's affecting your long-lost cousin. Or your distant cousin who doesn't even know Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's affecting the status of the Jews all over the world. When we are Hakol Kol Yaakov, and our neighbors that are surrounding us like crazy, that are looking for a chance to just cock their guns and shoot really hard, Rahman al-Islam, they have no chance. Because Hakol Kol Yaakov, when Yaakov's voice is strong, Israel has nothing on us. But unfortunately, our both sides, when things are not so strong, when we slack off and say, does it really matter if I learn? You know what, there's a million in shul without me, they're all davening anyway, it doesn't make a difference. And Israel has a chance in the Pesach to come inside of us. There's a tremendous, tremendous, almost like chilling letter that's written in the Sefer in front of me and in front of you now called Kovetz Ma'amar. Kovetz Ma'amar was a collection of letters and essays written by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Hashem Yikom Damo. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, we mentioned him in Shira before, the prize Talmud of whom? The Chofetz Chaim is correct. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wrote letters that were about the times. In the letter, he describes the following thing. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, every single person we know has different limbs in their body. Every limb is important. We need our arms to get things for us and our legs to get us places. Obviously, what's the most important limb in the person's body?
The brain.
Maybe it's not so obvious. But certainly the heart is certainly one of the most important limbs in the person's body. The heart pumps blood to every single limb in the body, to every single place the body needs blood. Without the heart working cells, what happens? The body doesn't work. So much so, I was talking to my Afla before, who happens to be a pediatric cardiologist on the side when he's not teaching Torah and Torah Shraga, and he pointed out to me a very interesting truth that Moshe Feinstein writes. If a person, Rahman al-Islam, is paralyzed, are they allowed to put fill on their arm? The answer is yes, because there's blood in the arms, it's just that the blood's not flowing properly. But if a person, Rahman al-Islam, has no blood whatsoever in their arm, are they allowed to put fill on their arm? The answer is no. You know why? Because the arm is not considered part of their body. It's considered, unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, a dead limb. That's the halacha of Moshe Feinstein writes. The heart is the essential limb in a person's body. Says the Chacham Wasserman, listen carefully. Every Jew is one big body. We're all one big body. And we're all connected to a heart. What's that heart, fellas? The heart is the Torah. In as much as we have a connection to that Torah, so we are alive. And in as much as we are disconnected from the heart of our people, then unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, guys, we're not alive. If you go and travel from here 45 minutes and drive through Tel Aviv and park your car before Shabbos and watch what's going on in Tel Aviv on Shabbos, I'm not suggesting that you do this. But Rabosa, you know what you're going to see, unfortunately? I don't want to chas v'shalom, they should all have a refuah shleima. But you're going to see a lot of dead Jews. They have a pulse, their heart is beating, but Rahman al-Islam, they're not alive. If a Jew is not connected to the Torah, they're spiritually dead. Hakol Kol Yaakov, fellas, tells us that the heart and soul of everything, fellas, is the Torah. And in as much as we're connected to it, we are alive. And in as much as we are disconnected from it, chas v'shalom, we are not alive. That is the message Yaakov Rabosai is teaching us in the parasha. Yitzchak is teaching us, this is the brachos that we have. And a final call, a final lesson, which I think we should appreciate and understand. Rabosai, who is the Torah talking to here? Whose hands is it in? We began the shmooze, we said, when one's up, the other one's down. Whose hands is it in, we said? Whose hands is it in? Our hands. But I want to get more specific. What does ours mean? Our cousins and our brothers and sisters in Tel Aviv. And not just in Tel Aviv, in Haifa. And even in Teaneck and in Lawrence and in wherever we're from. There are all so many Jews, Texas, tons of Jews that don't know anything about Yiddishkeit. Is there responsibility on them, fellas? They don't know better. It can't be that the taina, the claim is going to be against them. How come you guys aren't doing Hakol Kol Yaakov? Why aren't you learning properly Orla Basar? Why don't you care about the discussion in the Gemara of Lo Tishcha Al Chametz Dam Zimchi, whether it means a new source for Tashbisa or it's the same thing as Tashbisa? Why don't you care? They're going to say, Tash what? Be who? Tashbisa? I don't know what you're talking about. You're from China, Rabbi. They're going to tell me, Shema Yisrael who? I don't know what you're talking about. The responsibility falls is not on them. The responsibility is on us. Hakol Kol Yaakov is a call and a plea to us. And it's a call and a plea and telling us, on both sides, that we have to connect ourselves as much as possible to the heart. To the heart of our lives. We have a physical body, we have a physical heart. Everyone has a physical heart, Baruch Hashem, that's why we're alive. And we also, fellas, also all have a spiritual heart. And the heart of the people of the Jew is the Torah. And the spiritual heart of every Jew is the Torah. And in as much as we connect ourselves to the Torah, we'll be doing the best service not only to ourselves, but to all of Klal Yisrael. And we'll enhance the Kol Kol Yaakov. And then we won't have to hear anymore. And we turn on the news and we hear Chas v'shalom nachman l'tzlan of Yadai v'de'esav. When we see, unfortunately, that they have a chance to come in and infiltrate and get into our systems, rachman l'tzlan, that won't be. Because the Kol Kol Yaakov will be so strong. By each one of us doing our part and making it so strong, there'll be no room for the Yadai v'de'esav. It's a big challenge, it's a big responsibility, and something that we all can do, and please God will do, and hopefully pick up the ante. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.